Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Kai 959 on the street, on the air. Oh, the story caught me off guard, and I'm like, but how many times have we heard about these situations in our police stations, man? Here's the thing. Police Minister's Office, they've said the allegations that the Roodepoort Police failed to respond to that rape incident earlier this month because they were supposedly sleeping on the job is being urgently investigated. Someone from the public ran into the police station asking for help, videoing his experience. But are you really sleeping while I'm trying to report a rape case and you're not doing anything? It's shocking, so shocking.
Ma'am, I have phoned you twice. I've asked you for help. You couldn't help me. I got into my car. I'm driving here to tell you that they are raping a lady here on the corner of 7th Avenue and 7th Street, and you refuse to speak to me. Is that correct, ma'am? I'm speaking to you. Is that how you treat the public after you have given down an oath that you will protect the public? Now you can just stand with your eyes closed and rub your eyes, but you are taking our money, our tax money for your salary. And you people sitting there at the back, did you request help for the lady that is being raped at this stage? No, I'm going to get York to come.
Now,
you are either going to get the help for a lady that is being raped, or I'm getting Captain York. No, they're still two there. You phone here, they are sleeping. You're asking help for a woman that is being raped, and then this ladies can just sit here at the back and hide for themselves. That is how they stand up for their sister in need. Ma'am, I'm asking for help. They are raping a lady on the corner. Are you not worried here? You are four sitting here, four people sleeping in front of a heater while your sister is being raped. Here on the corner, they are taking a human being out of there, and what are you doing sitting here? Is this right? You have laid down an oath, you're going to help your sister. What are you doing now?
I know you're getting upset the more you hear this video, right? Oh. I know. Yabila. Jules, when is the last time you opened even a case with the police and your experience with the police?
Sure. It's actually very frustrating listening to this. And I think every woman, well, most women in this country have had experiences at the police station. So it was actually last week, Saturday, a friend of mine was assaulted. Yeah. Went to the police station, injured, bruised. Yeah. I went with her to the police station in Germiston.
Yeah.
And they were all asleep, like heads down, this, all of them, including the captain. And then when we approached the one gentleman, he said to us, oh, assault cases, look, it's 10 o'clock, come tomorrow morning. Apparently, that police station said to us, that police station say that they don't open cases in the afternoon or in the evening. Come tomorrow morning for around 8-ish or so.
When we're awake.
Yes, but because obviously I work in the industry where there's media, journalists, I'm able to say, that is total nonsense. Yes, we need to open a case right now. And he was able to assist us. But people that don't have those, you know,
leverage,
yes. What happens then? You just have to go home.
Well, no, you can threaten and say, I'm a journalist, I'm going to report you.
Yes, exactly. But
what do they do?
Exactly.
It's sad. It's sad how things happen. And most of the police stations don't have trauma offices for cases counseling. For counseling, or someone on standby, for that matter, for a rape case. So if the rape case came in at 1 a.m., they'll tell you straight, the Nomuntu Sanzanga counseling is not here now. Yeah. They only arrive at 9.
But you can say that, but sympathy is the most important thing in situations like that, because they've come for help, not to be lectured on what to do. Mm. Okay, let's talk about your experience with the police. Whatever it's been, maybe you've even had a good experience. Let us know. You know the number we always on, 086-000-00959. The voice notes, 063-6880-959. Let's check on the roads quickly. How's your experience with the cops been? Good, bad? Let us know. The number 086-000-00959. Let's hook up there firstly. Philemon, how are you?
Sure. Yeah, man, it's a problem. I mean, I'm we experience this all, okay?
What happened?
Our police station, the expungement. Then in Yang I recently for my fingerprints, so Bangigas I proof of payment, we are patala for my fingerprints. So Mangu Elizolo, Yeah, he's on. Among figure, if you have a child, Munto and the Muffin are printed. So, go make two weeks. So, let up a fit to me in a pedaling to the Pia late, spanning in the Sasan and Conguting Sigilate every day for Wooting Ugoconguti Ugochekalo Munto. So, in the looting, if a man number in Ugoconguti is upon me. But a man number's pan. Understand? Oh. And it's so because in Patale 150. For which in Patalo fruit, Patata Mafinga print, and then Magmili say, you see Kubega, I call it Kubega, and then to make criminal record that I need to appear.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hadi Aucham, Hadi Aucham. And that's another thing that people that work in offices, they don't have assistance. Mm. So if one person is working with fingerprints and that person is not available,
if fingerprint,
no one is going to do a fingerprint.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Sandile.
Injanda fit.
Shabunyan Aucham.
Shab. Mina. Ngakha watheka 2019 ngihamba ngegolf bacala batshontsha ama-rim kwegolf ngazitholela wona ama-rim after maybe 2-3 months babuya bathatha igolf ngareport e-police station nakhona till today angatholi kwayi-correspondence ukuthi sesiyawufa into engayithola ngatholi i-SMS i-case number kuphela till today
le nto yenzeka nini
yenzeke 2019 ngeyi 21 March. I think
we're going to
holiday.
Yeah, but we're going to holiday. Sharpville, Sharpville day.
Yeah. Sandile, thanks for the call, fam. So, again, we ask you, what kind of relationship have you had with the cops? Have you opened the case number? You're still waiting for any sort of report, man. Oh, so the voice notes are coming through as well on 063-6880959.
Hey, morning, team. Hey, again, to all of that, like, the police station, they seem to behave the same way. All of them, they don't serve the people. Even here in Protiatland, we're having the same problems. Even in Morocco, people are having the same problems. I don't know why. Tabo from Protiatland here.
Tabo, thanks for the call. This is Kai 959 on the street. On the air, let's go to the streets of Dawn Park. Gift Utinwena. Hello, Gift.
Hey, good on.
We're listening. What happened?
School man, Brother Thomas.
Go on, Abba.
Hey, thanks for coming in, man. The other man, I had the same problem. I had a criminal record. I went and filled up the forms till today, and I paid the money till today. Nothing has happened. A friend of mine, what about a problem? We were the mother of moon. We went, opened up a case. Later on, Lomuntulo Oyan did the life strategy. Nothing is happening. The outcome says the city quickly. So, in Tongfun Lukulumutu, Umaha is missing King. Let us forget about Amapesa. This is Solvela Wanatina.
This is Solvela Makes.
Gift, thanks to the court, but we'll never take the law into our own hands, man. Come on now. Okay, voice note.
Good morning, Thomas Noskumba. Yep. Hey, Plum, Lendes Tribuiz on Amapoisa, about the Limsebenzini. You know, Namangaz and Abane experience and, with the cops. But another thing, any command which when you know Umuntu, you know, as Tengzeru Chuala, Shem, or Abane Base Masontueni, as a kitchen Amapoisa. Because there isn't crime involved or anything of that nature. Bafunu bopa, you know, but you see a bosha must not hang on my mask. But most of the reporters, a serious problem like this. Balele, they can't do anything. It's no problem. I'm a police. I don't think they know.
A friend of mine said, you know, sometimes ufila ngajama police asabi paperwork. Because there's so much paperwork. Mm. When there's too much paperwork, that's where the real problem is.
Mm.
I don't know if it's true, but I know there's some cops that do their job. Yeah. I know there's others that are really dedicated in what they're doing.
And the few that are bad are giving everybody a bad name at the moment, a bad experience. Zoliswa, well, you're on the road. Where are you?
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Very well, my queen. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Skumba.
Chabunyan, sister.
Yeah, Peter. You know, Mina, they stole my mirrors, the seat 180, 2016, even today.
They stole what?
They stole mirrors, the motor.
Okay, mirrors, motor, eh?
Yes, the C-180.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, I had to go to Mercedes-Benz and buy other mirrors again. Mm. 2016, that was May 2016.
And you know Mercedes-Benz mirrors are expensive.
You know, they're so expensive, especially the right-hand one. It was very expensive.
Oh, my queen. Thank you for the call, though. Thanks for sharing. Can you believe it's nearly 7 o'clock? It's 14 minutes past 7 on a Wednesday. This is Thomas and Skumba on Kai 959. Oh, we're still talking about the police, by the way.
Nikhuluma no Papa Rulo nami ngine bad luck ya maphoyisa ekuqaleni ke ngaboshwa bathi business robbery kube ni bengicabana nekula leli just ukucabana for change and then manje mangithuthela ngapha no Resec 2018 athola umsebenzi wemasipala egovernment engisevisa icity for electricity ngashawa amaphoyisa nge-1 zaka November ebathi bazosearcha ama drugs abawatholanga but bayangishaya bayangitsipa bayangidotsa like ngafa private party yami ngeyalimala ngaya ku-doctor ngine medical aid yafika wayenza ne-J88 namanje mina ngibasukile ngikhathela amaphoyisa wethu like angazi ukuthi abasahambi i-training or here.
At Kaya on 959 using the hashtag Thomas and Skumba. This one says, hey, I like our term. I don't even think we have a police station. The building as I had there is really collapsing. The mess of going in to just to go certify NG. It's a job and a half. I don't even want to know about them patrolling because they don't even patrol the streets. That is happening in Guatem. And there's another sad one here. This one says, Skumba was raped in 2013 and I was having my statement taken. The officer would ask if I was sure every question. Mirangbuza, are you sure? How? I don't even want to finish this. How? Mm-mm. How does one heal from this? When you're going, you're trusting the police saying, I trust you with my life right now because my life is in your hands, basically.
No, and you're the one second guessing me.
For sure, Guti. How?
We see the calls coming through. 086-000-0959. You know the voice notes on 063-6880-959. This is Kaya. You love it, right? So we'll be finding out your relationship with the cops. How has that been? Share with us, huh? Let's go to Orange Farm and hit the streets and say hi to Mbumelelo.
Hey, Platom.
Right?
I'm all right, but that's Kumba.
Shabu yana kautam.
Hey, Wafi, it's a problem in this country.
Mm.
You know, as Tom said, I'm from Orange Farm, ne?
Mm.
I think in 1 month, it was sometime in 2016, like 3 break-ins. The first break-in I reported, I was told to wait until I'm a police officer for fingerprints and all of that. Do you know how long that took? 3 days, my man.
So for 3 days, you're not touching anything.
So imagine in your house for 3 days, you're not supposed to touch anything, and you're not living alone, you're living as a family. So it simply means now, I mean, vacate Muslims. And then the other two break-ins I never reported to this day. If I experience any form of crime, I don't bother myself reporting. Then it's actually a blessing to the other hand.
Yeah.
That's from me.
And that's not how it's supposed to be.
That's not how it's supposed to be. You know, now I live in the Western Cape. Here, at least you can see there's safety and all of that. Police are trying to be more effective here. And you ask yourself, is it because of the political barriers? Here it's DA and here it's ANC, here it's blacks, here it's colored, here it's white. I'll never understand what happens in this country.
Mbumelelo was just about to ask, is it because I'm black? He nearly took it there. William, how you doing?
Hey, Skumba and Thomas.
Shabunja na jam.
Shabunja.
Nandim.
Mina ngo 2002, December 27, batwantsha ezentsha yami. Ngareporta eSibukeni Police Station. Sahamba sayozifunela yona. Sathola abantu abayintshontshile. Sathola abantu abayithenzile. Safunela iphoyisa LPTK. Basika esini. Lenza kwangathi liyabavalela. Labathatha labafake emotweni, lahamba nabo. Because amaphathi emoto libekwe endaweni ezidifferent.
Okay.
Lahamba nabo, laya nabo lapho. Malibuya, libuya selibehlisile, sebangasekho. Abakhulumile ukuthi what happened, I don't know. Till this day, akwenzeki next. Abantu abo ngiyabazi, ngiyababona. Bona le phoyisa beliphethe selivele laze lafa.
Hayi wena man. Yo, Willie.
It's sad, eh? It's sad. I don't know how true is this, and I'll ask Umbali to go check if this is true. In Mushlakeng, our police station opens at 7 a.m. and closes at 4 p.m. I don't think this is true.
Is that the tweet that came through at Kaya?
Yeah, at Kaya on 959. I don't think that is true. But if you have your complaints and you need to go to the police station first of all.
Yeah.
To the police station that where you open the case. Mm-hmm. That's where you need to go and lodge your first.
Yeah.
If you don't find happiness there, then you take it forward. There's an SAPS service complaint center. It's in Gauteng, 011-274-7786. It's 011-274-8786. 7786. Or can call 082-442-2000. It's 082-442-2000. Man, I'm a believer in sending emails, because sending emails, I feel like it's the right thing to do. gpcomplaints@subs.gov.za. gpcomplaints@subs.gov.za.
What's your story with the cops?
I remember this day when I went to certify my documents at the Germiston police station, and this guy came in to report an assault that he had suffered at the hands of his boss, only for the police officer to ask him that, what did you do? Go and come back with your boss so we can question the both of you why he assaulted you. And the guy had wounds on his face and on his arms, and he tried to explain that, no, I was just asking my boss for my money and he assaulted me. And the police were like, no, we can't just take your word for it. And they sent him away. That guy was close to tears as he walked out of that police station. So men also suffer abuse, and the police don't do anything to help.
Thank you, Kaya, for sharing all your stories about your experience with the police, man. Really appreciate it. And you heard the details. If you are struggling with the police in your area, you heard Skuma giving you all the details on your other options. Oh, talking about options, though, we've got two songs just before 8 o'clock. Jukebox coming up. Your two hot house songs.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.